Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 50, Failure. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by Dr. Bill's A Little Less Ugly Home Tonic. Do you ever catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and think, maybe just a little bit less? Well, you're not alone. Dr. Bill has spent decades working in a very busy urban emergency room. So believe me, he knows ugly. He has also served as the doctor of record for clinics offering Botox and other high-dollar, anti-ugly pharmaceuticals, helping the ugly rich become a little bit less ugly. But Dr. Bill is a man of the people, and he asked himself a simple question. Why should only the wealthy get to be a little less ugly? Enter Dr. Bill's A Little Less Ugly Home Tonic. This is a non-FDA approved formula featuring a proprietary blend of liquefied cheese balls and Miller High Life. That's right, the champagne of beers meets the snack aisle. Whether you're preparing for a big meeting, a first date, or just trying to soften the blow of your own reflection, Dr. Bill has you covered. Call Dr. Bill today. Tell him you want to be a little less ugly. All for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me anything for this. Although, if it works, we may all owe Dr. Bill. Earl wastes no time in this episode. He opens with a top 10 list of reasons why people fail. And it's striking how contemporary it feels. Failure, Earl argues, is rarely mysterious. It follows a predictable pattern. So here is Earl's top 10 list for failure. Number one, forgetting that you must give before you can get. The law of cause and effect always applies. Two, an inability to focus on what truly matters versus what is merely urgent or distracting. Three, lack of organization, which turns effort into wasted motion. Four, stopping the learning process and assuming you already know enough. Five, losing faith in what you're trying to accomplish. Six, clinging to the status quo, even though change is the only real constant. Seven, forgetting who the boss is. And in a free society like ours, the boss is always the customer. Eight, doing only the minimum required instead of understanding that greater rewards require greater contribution. Nine, failing to honestly evaluate strengths and weaknesses and improve both. And 10, giving up rather than persisting until the goal is achieved. It's a sobering list, but it's also empowering. None of these are fixed traits. Every one of them can be corrected. Earl then tells a deceptively simple story. A family's out to dinner. The mother comments on how much she likes the little cream container for her coffee when no one is looking. The father empties it and slips it into his bag. The family all laughs. But Earl points out the real lesson being taught. Stealing is acceptable if it's small and convenient. Whether we intend it or not, we are always teaching by example. And often, it's not the lesson we think we're teaching. The easy road is rarely the right road. Next, Earl shares a story about a hot dog vendor who earns a solid living by the roadside. One day, his son comes home from college and says, "Haven't you heard? We're heading for a recession." The father assumes his college-educated son must know better, so he prepares. He buys fewer supplies. He lowers his quality. He stops advertising. Sales drop, exactly as expected. But not because of the economy. Earl makes the point clearly. The recession was self-inflicted. The man's pessimism shaped his actions, and his actions produced the outcome. Attitudes are contagious, especially our own. Earl urges us to practice what he calls conservative optimism. It's realistic, grounded, but never paralyzed by fear. After breaking down failure, Earl flips the script and offers a second top 10 list. This one focused on success. So here's Earl's top 10 list of success. 1, know your objective. 2, gather the facts related to it. 3, organize and prioritize those facts. 4, create a clear, disciplined timeline. 5, maintain faith that effort produces results. 6, take action. 7, act consistently. Avoid stops and starts. 8, focus on one step at a time. 9, regularly review your progress. And 10, put your plan in writing. There's nothing mystical here, just clarity, discipline, and follow through. Earl closes this episode with a powerful reminder. Anyone can play the ultimate game of getting what they want out of life. All you need is the most powerful computer ever created, the human mind, a clear decision about what you want, the discipline to put that mind to work generating ideas and taking action. That's the game, and it's available to everyone. Episode 50 reframes failure in an important way. Failure isn't fate, it's feedback. Pessimism can create the very outcome we fear. And success is less about brilliance than persistence, clarity, and integrity. The game is open. The tools are already in your hands. The only remaining question is whether you'll keep playing. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.